Sometimes I think, and maybe I don't think I'm alone in this, I feel like I'm failing to really do and be all that I can. I don't know, maybe you think you got it all together and you don't ever miss a step and you're doing everything right, but I don't feel that way. But I've come to know this, when I decide to honor God in my lifestyle. When I decide to honor God in the words that I say, the things that I choose to do, that's when I give Him glory. That's when I honor Him and His sacrifice for me. Though I don't always do it right, though I make mistakes, and though I have flesh just like you have flesh, and I fail, guess what? I get back up and say, you know what? I'm still going to give Him glory. I'm still going to do my best. I'm still going to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm going to give Him glory with my life. Why? Because He deserves all glory, all honor, and all praise. So it's right that I come on a Sunday night, despite what's happened. Doesn't really matter what my week held. Right now I can come and give Him glory. Right now I can come and raise my hands. I can hold my hands up toward heaven and say, Lord, I'm here to give You glory. I'm here to honor You, Jesus. You are so worthy of praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. The beautiful story in Jeremiah of going to the potter's house. Jeremiah writes as he witnesses what takes place there as the potter begins to make a vessel. And the Bible says that the vessel became marred in the hands of the potter. But I'm so glad, as the old song says, he didn't throw the clay away. But he made another vessel. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. He's still working on me. I know it's a children's song, but it's still relevant to me today. He's still working on me. And I'm so thankful that He's patient. I'm so thankful that He's long-suffering. I'm so thankful of His mercy and His grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. I was honored to have Brother Dave is here this morning speaking for us. As some of you know, yesterday morning I was rather sick. I woke up and realized, oh, not good. And didn't even know if I would be able to be here today. But thankfully, I started feeling better yesterday evening. And I told my wife, I said, I kind of wish I hadn't imposed upon people to speak in my stead. But I understand that it's good to hear different voices. It's good to hear different people come to this pulpit and preach. And what a fantastic job Brother Anthony Cox did last Sunday night ministering to us. What a wonderful move of the Holy Ghost we had in this place. Wow. Wow. This morning, Brother Davis. And tonight, we're going to hear from Brother White. I want you to know I honor this man. I love Brother and Sister White. They have, since they've been here at this church, they have been nothing but gracious and generous and faithful. And just an encouragement, just a blessing to not only this church, but to me and my family. And I want them to know publicly, we appreciate you dearly, Brother and Sister White. You are wonderful, wonderful people. And one thing I appreciate about Brother White is he's still got the fire. Brother White, if the Lord tarries and I get to be your age, I hope that I have that fire, if not more, than what you have. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for God-fearing men and women like Brother and Sister White who are invested in the kingdom and believe in living for the Lord and serving God faithfully and being a part of what God is doing. Brother White, I want you to come and minister your heart and let's get behind him. Let's help him preach. Shall we? Why don't you give him a round of applause? Welcome him to this pulpit tonight.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you like it when you feel what you feel right now? Whoa, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Ever since I walked in that door tonight, I felt something that started at the top of my head and it's went to the bottom of my feet. Hallelujah. I don't want to ever lose that. Why? Because there's fire. Hallelujah. Shut up in my bones that I gotta let go. Hallelujah. Are you standing on the holy ground tonight? Whoa,
I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Jesus now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a few minutes. You know, I've been in this for a long time. A lot of people would say. But I see things every day that God does for me. It never gets old. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Al, I don't care how many years you've been doing it. Don't give up. Oh, hallelujah. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Because there's an answer coming. It may not be the way you want it to or the way you think it should come, but it is coming. Hallelujah. So I just think of today, as I did not get to come, I had problems, but that's beside the point. This past 3 or 4 months has really been something for me. I got a brother, and I got a sister in Mississippi. I had talked to him and talked to him. Didn't do any good. Didn't do any good. Just seemed like they wanted to shove, push it aside. Both of them had the Holy Ghost before. So I got to praying. About 3 or 4 months ago, I got down and I said, God, I don't pray like this a lot of times, but whatever it takes, bring them in. Hallelujah. God, whatever it takes, bring it in, bring them in. Friend, when you pray like that, you better be able and ready to face something because something's going to happen. Hallelujah. If you're in tune with God, something is going to happen. 4 months ago, my brother was at work. His wife texted him, I've just loaded up my clothes and my son's clothes, and we're gone. We'll see you. He called me in crying. What do I do? I said, brother, there's not one thing left. And you've shunned it all these years. Go back where you used to be. I said, go back where you started. Go back down to the water and lift your hands and say, God, I'm a sinner. I need you. He went through a nasty divorce. My sister's husband was laying there. They expect him to live maybe another year. She'd call me crying. I said, you know what? All I can do is pray. I preached his funeral about 3 weeks ago. This morning, both of them were sitting in an apostolic church listening to the truth. Well, hallelujah. Friend, let me tell you something. I'm serving a God that'll never let you down. He'll never fail you, but he'll always be there. He said, I will be with you always. Hallelujah. My grace is sufficient. My mercy extended forever. I got a lot to thank God for tonight. Well, hallelujah. I got 3 children. God's going to bring them in. I don't know just how. I don't know just when. But God is going to bring them in. Brother, don't give up. Just keep hanging on. Just keep raising your hand and praising God for what he's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. My sister, we talked after her husband died. She talked to my brother. He said, well, we're going to wait till he gets moved down here. And whatever church he goes to, then we'll go to it. And I started praying. I said, God, we don't know what tomorrow may bring. I said, God, you need to move now. Because somebody could go to hell just because they're waiting on somebody else. I said, God, I don't want them to wait on me. I want them, hallelujah, to go down to an apostolic church and hear the truth and let God deal with their hearts tonight. Hallelujah. Let's just lift our hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Cynthia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. I think it said in Jeremiah 32:27. I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Right on down to that same chapter, it says there is nothing impossible with my God tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I took up a little of your time. I'll try to cut it shorter. But you know what? I'm serving a God tonight. Hallelujah, I'm not ashamed of him. Hallelujah, I'm not ashamed of him. I don't care who it is, where it's at. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. My God, hallelujah, is greater than all this world is. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good tonight. Hallelujah. Brother Wells called me yesterday afternoon. I was, you know, just doing this, doing that, a little bit of everything, just trying to get some things done. But the God, Lord, spoke to me, and he said, I'm number one. Oh, hallelujah. I'm number one. Hallelujah. Just like a man I worked for, Chicago Blower in Glendale Heights, the owner called him up one day, and he had a horse farm, and we built fans for all over the world. Hallelujah. When they blew up a wreck, we had seven fans sitting at the bottom of that big building that they blew up. Hallelujah, $100,000 a piece. You know, that's materialism. So the owner called the plant superintendent up, said, I want you to make me some horse troughs. Superintendent laughed. He says, what are you talking about? He said, I want you to make me some horse troughs for my horses. He said, sir, do you know that we got orders that we're behind on that we need to get out and these customers is expecting them? Mr. Gold was his name. He said, sir, don't you know that's my factory and you work for me? I'm the one. I'm number one. I'm number one customer, not all these other people. And you do what I said. He said, yes, sir. That's the way it is with God. He's in charge. He's in control. Hallelujah. Whatever he says is what's going to stand. Not what I say or you say or somebody else. But God is in control. That's the reason my sister and brother were sitting in an apostolic church this morning. It's because God is still in control. Hallelujah. He can bring you down to where he can talk to you. He can bring you down to where he can use you if you don't want to. Hallelujah. All right. Would you stand? Go to 1 Kings 21, 1 through 3. 1 Kings 21, 1 through 3. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the place of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I must have it, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. I want you to look at that one. The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. Pastor, would you pray? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. If I had a thought tonight, it would be not for sale. Not for sale. Hallelujah. We've all got a cross tonight to carry. A lot of people are selling them. A lot of people are selling them for a lot less than Judas. Hallelujah. He got 30 pieces of silver. A lot of people are selling it for a lot less than that. They're getting nothing. But another day or hour down the road toward the devil's hell. The devil's lying tonight. A lot of people's believing it. It's like one man said one time. Well, I read a scripture that night what Jesus said. I tell you the truth. I perform the miracles. But you don't believe me, but you believe the Pharisees. Pharisees is of the devil. They're not of God. But tonight, we have an inheritance. It is salvation. Hallelujah. Healing and the assurance of knowing we can make heaven our home if we live for God. But the devil has a lot to offer. If we want to sell out, hallelujah, he'll buy us. He got something out there. Hallelujah. That's why so many of our young people today are leaving the church. Why? Because there's so much out there for them. Hallelujah. That they can see. Hallelujah. That they want. They can see it with their natural eyes. But friend, I got news for you. I'm going for something that's down the road over on the other side. I'm not here trying to live on this side, but I'm trying to get to the other side. I've got a goal. I haven't got any of that goal that you walk on, that you carry in your pocket. But I got a goal set out there, and that's where I'm going. Hallelujah. God is with us. God is not somewhere far off. God is not down there somewhere else. But let me tell you something. If you're in the valley, he's walking beside you. If you're on a mountaintop, he's beside you. If you are going through a trial, he is beside you. But I tell you what, the world may have a lot, but mine is not for sale. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I went 15 months and 5 days without a job in Sydney, Ohio. Hallelujah. I went and did everything that I could do just to keep my bills paid. Hallelujah. I never missed a bill. 15 months of it. But every week, I mowed the church lawn. I mowed the church lawn that had a hill. It went about 50 feet straight down. You had to take a push mower, tie a rope to it, let it go down, and pull it back up. And it was hot. Hallelujah. And I didn't feel like doing it. But there's one thing. He didn't feel like maybe going to the cross and dying for me. But he did it. Why? Because he loved me. Hallelujah. God is still real. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why should I sell out and go to a devil's hell when I can go to heaven? Hallelujah. And enjoy what we feel tonight. Hallelujah. There's people that would give thousands of dollars to feel what you feel tonight. But I got news for them. It's free. It was paid for on Calvary. Hallelujah. The cross. I love that song. The old rugged cross. Hallelujah. The old rugged cross. If it hadn't been for the cross, I couldn't have what I have tonight. If it hadn't been for the cross, I couldn't have my sins forgiven. If it hadn't been for the cross, I couldn't have my healing. Hallelujah. I could have nothing. Why? Because the devil has nothing for me. Hallelujah. Thank God. Turn with us, Genesis 25. Hallelujah. Genesis 25th chapter. We're going to read 29 through 34. Hallelujah. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. He was as faint as he thought he was. That's what happens to a lot of people to this day and time. They think they just got to have this or just got to have that, but they don't have to have it because Jesus has got it all. Hallelujah. Thank God. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." Oh, hallelujah. And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him, and he sold him his birthright unto Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage and lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Hallelujah. Don't you think the devil said, "Just go ahead, sell out. You won't need that birthright. You have a long life, hallelujah, ahead of you. You have plenty of time to make it right or do what you want to do. You can make it right later. There will be a convenient time somewhere down the road. Just like Festus and the governor." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, what did Festus say? "Come to me at another more convenient time." Hallelujah. And tell me. Let me tell you something, my friend. There's not a more convenient time to make it right with God than right now. Right tonight, there's an altar. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. What else do you need to make it to heaven? If you'll follow the word of God. There's a lot of people that has a roadmap. As a man told me, said the Bible is just like a roadmap. There's a light road going into it from every direction. But we're all going to wind up at the same place. I said, let me tell you something, man. My Bible said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." There's a lot of people praying, saying today, you don't have to be baptized. You don't have to have the Holy Ghost. You don't have to speak in tongues. That's a lie from the devil. Hallelujah. And if we got the Holy Ghost, we're going to have to stand up and tell the world, this is where it's at. This is what I believe. This is what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. There's no respect of person. Hallelujah. We talk a lot about different people, different cultures, different nationalities. Me and my wife was traveling around for 5 years. We saw them all. Different places. I preached in Aurora, Illinois. Downtown Aurora one night. And these Jews, black Jews was there. Hallelujah. And I don't know why I did it, how I did it. I got on one God. And buddy, they came out of the seat and come down the aisle. They was going to take me out. But there's some people walked in front of them. Said, "Now, You ain't taking nobody out, but we're going to take you out. Why? Because the Word of God got to them and stirred them. And no, we don't believe that. Let me tell you something, friends. There's a lot of people that don't believe in one God, but there's a lot of people that does too. Apostolics, Pentecostals, we're going to have to stand up. We can't sell out to the devil. We're going to have to stand up like never before. Hallelujah. I had a man to call me this morning. Hallelujah. And I was at work. And he was one of the administrators. He said, you had commitment to the church today, didn't you? I said, I sure did. And I don't like it either. But he had headed to church. Headed to a building. Hallelujah. Thank God. The Bible said you'll know the tree by the fruits that it bears. Hallelujah. Thank God. That man don't bear good fruits. And I told him. I said, there's one thing about it. The way that you live, I don't live. The things you say, I don't say. The things you do, I don't do. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Right? The people, you can tell them anything you want to, and they won't listen to you, but they watch your life. Everything that you do, everything that you say. Hallelujah. If you make one little bad move, I guarantee you, they can tell you where you're at. Hallelujah. You did this, you did that. Well, what did the Bible say? Hallelujah. Paul said, I die daily. Hallelujah. Why do I die daily? Because I make mistakes. Why do I die daily? Because I do things that I don't know really that I'm doing. Hallelujah. And a lot of times I had a woman to tell me at work one time that one of our Sunday school superintendent in our church said this and said that. I looked at her right in the eye. I said, lady, don't tell me a lie because I know that's what it is. And I would not talk to him about it. He said, yeah, I've had problems with her at work. And that's why that she wants to tell you. The devil will do anything he can deny. Hallelujah, to try to get you down. Well, let me tell you something, friend. If you feel like you're down tonight, you feel like you're out tonight, you just raise your hand and you tell the devil, I am not going to fall in the trap that you've got set for me. I'm going to go on. Why? Because there's something down inside that tells me to keep just to go ahead. Go ahead. Don't look back. Don't look around. But stay on the old path. Hallelujah. God is still good. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, 16 and 17. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12. 16 and 17. Esau sold out. He sold his birthright for something that he didn't really need. A lot of the people today are selling out for something they don't need. It's a want. It's a desire. It's not what they need. Hebrews 12, 16 and 17. Lest there be any, hallelujah, fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. He found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Don't you know the feeling Esau must have had when it came time for him to receive the blessing? And may be he is standing there waiting and he gets the news. Remember, you sold out. You thought you just had to have that food, but you wasn't as hungry as the devil made you think. What is more important to you today than knowing Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit? Don't you know that Esau cried, but the answer came back, too late, too late. Don't wait, too late. Genesis 6 and 3 says, my spirit will not always strive with man. Hallelujah. You say God would never stop dealing with people. Friend, I can tell you a man that was just like a father to me. got in the church, his wife got in the church. He set up till 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning to study the Bible, just to argue with the denominational preachers, because he saw the truth, but he never accepted the truth. I went down to Mississippi on vacation one time, and he came to the altar. He was getting up in years. He came to the altar. He prayed, and he prayed, and we prayed. Finally, he turned around and looked at us. He said, I can't feel a thing anymore. The feeling is gone. He used to stand in the back of the church, grip the bench with his, till his fingers and hands would turn white. Turn around and walk out. When that man died, right down there in New Albany, Mississippi, in a nursing home, they had him in a straitjacket in a bed. He was crying and begging, get these flames from around my bed. Get these flames from around my bed. You say, you're just trying to have a scare tactic. No, friend. This man I knew from the time I was a small kid till he died. So God said, tonight, come unto me. Don't sell out. Come unto me. I will give you peace. I will give you peace. Oh, hallelujah. Friend, let me tell you something. Back in the 80s when it really got bad, there was a young man in the church in Aurora, Brother Delbert Wagner. Brother Delbert lost his job. Brother Delbert lost his car. Brother Delbert lost his house. He lost everything. After he lost it all, he went to Brother Cawthorn. He said, Brother, he said, they can take everything I got. But he said, there's one thing about it. They can't take my Jesus. It's on the inside. Whoa, hallelujah, friend. Let me tell you something. To go through things like that and still say, my Jesus is the one I'm standing up for. My Jesus is the one that's on the inside. Hallelujah. God is no respected person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Phil, hallelujah. The night of Sunday morning, as I come down to the old-fashioned altar, I was on drugs. I was on alcohol. I was gone 10 days and home on 4. I stayed with my mother. But my mother said on Saturday night, I usually got up Sunday morning and left early. She said, you're not leaving early in the morning. She said, you're going to go to church with me. Hallelujah. I've come in many a night, my mother, down beside the bed, 12, 1 o'clock, praying, God, save my children. God, save my children. And that one this morning that was in church is her baby. That was the one. But you know what? God's going to bring them all in. She didn't sell out because she had to go to the cotton field every day. Hoe cotton, pick cotton. Had 9 kids. No, she didn't. But she worked. But she said when she walked with us 3 miles at night from our house to the church. Every church service and back. Hallelujah. After she worked all day. But you know what? She said there's something out there that I'm looking forward to. There's something. So these days, I'm going to have a mentor. I'm not going to have to go to the cat field. I'm not going to have to walk these old gravel roads. But I'm going to have a mentor. I'm going to have a crown. Why? Because he said that I could. If we'll just only, hallelujah, do what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Daniel. Hallelujah. I'll be closing with the scripture. Hallelujah. Daniel. Well, Timothy first. Let's go to Timothy. Hallelujah. 6 through 10. And it says, for I am now ready, Paul talking, to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He didn't say that. He went through a lot, but he kept the faith. Said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearance. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Christians, to Galatia, Titus, unto Dalmatia. He said, hallelujah. He has forgot. He has deserted me. Why? Because he saw something out there he loved better. Hallelujah. We can never find in the Bible where demons ever come back to God. Where demons ever come back to the fold. Where Paul and Silas and priests. We can never find anything that he came back to. Hallelujah. I heard a message one night in a roar. God is going to bring you to a place in your Christian life to see who you love the most. Or will you sell out? Friend, people are selling out cheap, but there's no time to sell out tonight. Hallelujah. There's no time. Brother Brick Cawthorne preached that message. And he preached and he said, there's going to be a place. You may not think it. You may not think it'll ever happen. But there's going to be a time that you're going to come to a place that God's going to find out who you love the most. Hallelujah. Is it him or is it the world? Hallelujah. Friend, the song says, give me Jesus, but let the world go by. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me Jesus, but let the world go by. Why? Because the world's got nothing to offer to us. But he's got everything. He's got life eternal. He's got joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. He is the one. Hallelujah. Went to the cross and died to save our souls. He's the one that said, hallelujah, that I'm doing it just for you. He stretched his hands forth. He didn't have to. I read that scripture the other night. He didn't have to. Hallelujah. Why? Because he did it because he loved the people. And I believe he said, hallelujah. Let me use my imagination a little bit. I believe he said, there's going to be a people that's called by my name. My name. That's going to serve me, going to worship me, and going to say, world, go on by, because I have found a better place. Whoa, hallelujah. Shall you stand tonight? Hallelujah tonight. God is so good. Hallelujah. That he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Hallelujah. Joseph, his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? Joseph said, the Lord giveth, the Lord take away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Friend, let me tell you something now. The name of Jesus Christ is above every name. Hallelujah. Such, I believe it's in that. There's no other name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved. So if it says that's the only name, that's the only name tonight. Hallelujah.
Listen to the words.
No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will bring.
praise Him. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to lift my voice. It's a statement in the spirit realm. I'm not for sale. I'm not up for auction. There's no price it can be attached to my soul. For what would it profit a man if he would gain the whole world, yet lose his soul? Not for sale. There's no curse too great. There's no blessing too great. There's nothing compares to what Jesus Christ has done for me.
No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord.
Sing it one more time. Encourage in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs written by a man who had it all. It's nothing that his heart desired that he did not have. Glory, splendor, riches. Solomon numerous times would state, vanity, vanity, all. His faith. Then he would make this statement: buy the truth, sell it not. There's no investment that you can make. It is greater than your investment in the kingdom of God. This preacher, there is nothing in this world worth your relationship with God. Nothing. I tell people all the time in counseling and giving direction, I'll say things like, you can't put a price tag on integrity. You can't put a price tag on your character. Folks, you can't put a price tag on your relationship with God. Jesus, help me. I realize there are those all around us willing to sell their soul. I know they don't see it like that. I know many of them sit in darkness. They don't understand that what they're giving themselves to. What they're selling themselves for. You need to understand the Bible has very strong language for those that turn away from God. The Lord compares it to prostitution. I said, wow, preacher, did you really just say that? Yes, I did. It's in the Word of God. There comes a point in time when this merciful, loving, caring, long-suffering God, there is going to come a point in time when the world also realizes that He is a jealous God. Oh, preacher, don't tell me about that. Tell me about love and mercy and grace and truth. Yes, all those things are available. Yes, all those things are there for each and every one of us now. as I've stated many times, either we bow willingly now, or one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I want to do it now. Lord, help me have the spirit of Naboth. The Lord forbid it me. I will not give the inheritance of my father. It doesn't matter how much you offer, King Ahab. It doesn't matter how much you try to give me in place. It doesn't matter how many other lands and how many other possessions you offer me. You need to understand something. It's not for sale. Let me live in such a way that shows and reveals to the world about me. It's not for sale. My relationship with God, it is not for sale. Lord, I thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. Lord, I hope that in the heart and mind of every individual in this place, they're reminded that there's nothing in this world that is worth losing our soul. There's nothing in this world that is worth turning away from our relationship with you. You need preeminence, first place in our lives. One more time, can you lift your hands, lift your voice, thank the Lord for his word. Thank you. Opportunity to be in your presence, Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings or what it has in store, I'll praise you, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Like Job, he worshiped when he had it all, but he also worshiped when it was all taken from him. What a man of integrity, what a man of character. I'm still going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you for being in service tonight. Thank you, Brother White, for the word of the Lord. You may go in Jesus' name.